You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Well, Patrick, I'd say you're not the Vikings' good luck charm since your return to U.S. Bank Stadium featured the first one-score loss this season.
0-2 now. The last time they were trying to make the playoffs, and the Bears came in here and just didn't have anything to play for because they'd already won the division, and they still beat them for fun. Remember that game?
Yes, I remember well.
That's when we had bigger doubts about Kirk than we have now, although I will say that, it is unfortunate for Kirk after a season where we all had to say, okay, you know, he's okay, that he decides to have a flashback to his previous life and throw under the sticks, which, way under the sticks. This wasn't like, you know, a lot right. of times they had to go six and he'd hit the guy at the 4 yards down the field, they had the guy to have his back to the first down marker, and he'd get tackled. And he'd punt on fourth and two, right? But this was phenomenal. That what did he think was going to happen? That somebody would whiff on a tackle? Because by the time Hockenson corralled the ball, he was on the sideline, and the guy was standing right there. There was nothing to do.
I have no clue.
When in doubt, game on the line, throw it to Jefferson and see if he can catch it.
Yeah.
Throw it in the vicinity. Might be double teamed. Somebody might knock it away, but throw it down there and see if he can catch it. His quotes were amazing after the game, just being nice to everybody. You got to know he went home and said, bleep these guys, right? Yeah. I mean, he can't be that good a guy.
It's weird.
He's a receiver. So, he can't be that good a guy.
So far, he has publicly been that good a guy. Yeah. But, yeah, I would think he was rather frustrated by his use.
What do you think either Randy or Chris would have said if...
Carter would have been the greatest.
Yes, right.
Carter would have said, I'm always open. Yes. They just don't acknowledge
yes,
that.
That's right. Yeah. And Moss would have...
Moss wouldn't have talked.
Poor Cousins, it's too bad he never had the experience of playing with those two guys. Oh. You know, because first of all, poor Culpepper would come to the sidelines and Moss would be screaming at him, and then he'd turn around and Carter would be screaming at him because Moss and Carter were not only competing with the other team, they were competing with them among themselves.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was the best team won. I'd like to apologize. I picked 29-24. I'm usually closer than that. As I said on Twitter, wow. I'm usually closer than that. The only reason I picked 29-24 was I tried to do a parody of the Minneapolis Miracle, and this time the guy steps out of bounds
approach to prediction.
Yes, right. Yes, but now I can see I missed it by 2 points. What the hell? I don't know. I thought Giants were the best team. Giants didn't, they really, I mean, their defensive splits are weird, aren't they, man? They leave some unbelievably huge gaps in the
Their run defense, I think, was 27th, too.
Yeah,
it's not any good.
You don't know where they're coming from, you know. But they didn't blitz at all. They didn't blitz hardly at all either. That was weird. I thought they were supposed to be a big blitzy
team. They do. Phil said they blitzed about half the time that they ordinarily do because because Cousins beat them so badly with the blitz on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
So they actually held guys back a little bit more into coverage or dropped guys back.
And they doubled him every play, right? Yeah. I mean, they've doubled him every
play. But that's still got to mean somebody's open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or in single coverage.
KJ Osborne has benefited from playing with Justin Jefferson. They don't even bother. They just let him run out there and stand at, was it on the last drive or the second to last drive where he just ran down the field and stood there wide open, and they ignored him for like 10 seconds, yep. And they finally threw the ball to him. Nobody was anywhere near him. But, what the hell? They got what they deserved. They should have lost, and they did. Finally.
Yeah.
They should have lost.
Too bad the defense.
They should have lost about four other times.
Defense didn't play.
Well, the defense.
A little better.
The first half was incredible. I thought they were going to get 600 yards. The first half, they were.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. Well, they had the first quarter, they had 9 plays for 164 yards, I believe.
On like 14 points, yep.
Yeah.
How about the 20-play scoring drive for a field goal?
Yes. They had the ball 11 minutes. The other thing is, it was amazing to me how with only a couple of first downs, they managed to run the clock down to six to three.
Mm-hmm.
And have the Vikings burn all their timeouts, basically. They were good with the clock. Get that. If you run some time and, snap the ball at the end when you're ahead, you can make that clock go fast, even though it seems like all games are once the kid dropped the ball, Slayton. On third down,
oh, God.
I said, this is it.
Yep.
This is what they've been waiting for all day. Mm-hmm. They're going to go down, score a touchdown, and win it in overtime on an 82-yard field goal by Greg Joseph. So
those last two drives were exactly what the Vikings thrived on all season.
Oh, yes, they were. Boy, what will be lost in the shuffle is the second to last drive.
Yeah,
those were stupid plays. Let's see. Hey. This little screen pass here hasn't worked all year, but let's try it twice. What was that?
Yep.
What were they looking for?
No clue. I would love to know.
My genius friend said it's because the Giants like to blitz a lot, so and there'll be people in shell, and they weren't blitzing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make any sense.
I think the head coach had a bad day.
I do too. I think he had.
In fact, Seifert told me that before the game started, he said he seems more uptight.
Mm-hmm.
And he coached like he was uptight.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah, we will never in history see a play like Kirk. Third and one. We went right down the field the first time. We're going to sand the ball to somebody. We're going to make 3 yards and keep going. And wait, do you see what we got? We practiced this all week, so we better. He was a little antsy to break it out, don't you think?
Absolutely.
What was the hurry?
Plus, you don't want your defense on the field.
No.
I don't want to take the chance I have to give it to the Giants.
Yeah, you're right. The longer you can hold, the longer an explosive 50-yard play, that hurts you.
Yes, because you get off the field too quick.
Yeah, you get off the field.
This was a time of possession game because
he commented on. That's one thing he said. We would have liked to held the ball more.
Then don't run a stupid trick play on third and one.
Yeah, right. That point of the game, real early. Giants are. I like Jones, and even before yesterday, I liked him for a long time. But I didn't realize that they didn't pick up his option. Wow.
Yeah. So he's four years, and now he's going to be a free agent.
So they got to pay him immediately then, or can they bring him back next year?
No, they can't. because they didn't pick up the option, so his contract expires after 4 years.
He must be lying. Him and his agent must be laughing at these guys.
Dabble did a hell of a job with him.
Hmm?
The coach, their coach, Dabble did a hell of a job
probably,
with him.
But $25 million minimum, right?
Yeah, I'm not paying him that. I'm just saying that they turned him around from the Joe Judge years.
Somebody will pay him. Somebody will pay him. Wouldn't you, you know?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I think he's okay. He's good legs, and they're calling him the Vanilla Vic in New York. That's their.
Oh, is that that's good?
Yeah, Vanilla Vic. Although, as you say, Vic would beat him 20 by 20 yards in a 100-yard race. So
I don't understand how he accumulates the yards.
These keepers though were stupid. I think of his having him run around end on a keeper. Just the one, you know what amazed me about him? He stayed in the pocket. He passed from the pocket if he was, or then once in a while he'd run. But I think their strategy was, if you stay in the pocket and see those guys turn your back, all you got to do is that's when you're going to get more yards running out of the pocket than if you show them you're going to run early, right?
Yeah.
And the Vikings, their linebackers, turned their backs and off he went. First half. He didn't do a lot of that the second half, but the first half was. It is incredible, though, how old you can get fast in this game. You know, Eric Kendricks plays every play, leads his team, and he gets 140 tackles a year, 150 tackles a year. And you never leave the field, and you get a couple of injuries, and, you know, you're not going to be as spry at 30 as you were at 24.
The legs start to go quickly.
Yeah, he's gotten a little – he seems like a good dude, and it's too bad, but, you know, it's
– That defense is full of old guys, though, that slow down. Harrison Hicks wasn't that good. Harrison's – did you see the one play where they faked to Barkley and Harrison – it was right below us from the press box – and Harrison Smith bit on it. It ended up as a touchdown because he got completely turned around and had no idea where the ball
was. I saw that. I heard some things that he was pretty during the week. He was banged up, right?
He had a knee, I think.
If it wasn't him, he probably wouldn't have played. But they're on the hook for still quite a bit of money with him, right?
Yep. Him, Thielen, who they're going to have to do something about.
Yeah, Thielen is... You know, I don't know. You know who'd take Thielen probably? The guy over in Green Bay has his possession receiver.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Just to run out there and give me some safety to throw to here, safety blanket to throw to when these other idiots are running around, you know. So
wouldn't that be
like
the most fitting Vikings thing?
But somebody said it's a $19 million dead cap hit.
Yes, right now.
Well, you can't do anything with him then, right? If you wait till June, does it get less?
It does, but then you don't get the benefit necessarily of the cap hit coming off your books in March because it's still so big. So, like, it doesn't help you immediately then. I wonder if they'll try and restructure him again.
Oh, yeah,
just to get it down.
Yeah, he'll probably take it.
And bring him back for another year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, the offense is not the problem if they can get it. Not having O'Neal and... Darius have been banged up, I think, don't you, since the concussion?
Yeah.
He wasn't the same.
You know, that's a good question. What would Sid's lead have been today?
Damn, the Vikings really miss Brian O'Neal, and you can't win games like these with as many injuries. No other team in the league has had as many injuries as the Vikings.
Yep.
That would have been.
All the geniuses.
We were lucky. We were lucky that we weren't, in Sid's world, weren't we lucky that weren't the Vikings lucky they lost to the Falcons?
Yep.
Because they had so many injuries,
Denver would have killed them.
They might not even got bothered to get on the plane, right?
Denver
injuries.
Would have annihilated them.
Yes, right. Denver, yeah, that was that.
That's
game.
Right.
Yeah, it was. You know, by Monday it was sad. By Wednesday it was time to celebrate the fact they hadn't gone to the Super Bowl.
I feel like Sid also would have found a way to mock the geniuses who said the Cousins shouldn't have thrown. The pass on fourth and eighth that got three yards.
Yeah, because he would have made it sound like the guy was just about to hit him in the throat, even though he was three steps away from him. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that they could have got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been around. All the geniuses would have been mocked.
But he would have had to pick up on the fact that that had become the big controversy, too. And I'm not sure he would have. But I got to say, I hate to do this since he's so successful. But I got you. One thing, if you're going to these damn games, you got to get there like hours early, right?
Yeah.
I think we got there at 1:45.
Yeah, so it was a long time.
And then they delayed the game, and they didn't kick off till 4 almost, right?
Yes.
The amount of foreplay in these games just drives me nuts. I'm never going back again. I can't stand it. 25 minutes of crap before they finally, we get to see somebody on the field play.
Yep.
You know, the whole introduction, that's not the skull thing. It's hours of that crap.
Well, it's the video board stuff, too. They shut the Buffalo-Miami game off so to do their pregame crap.
And then I got John Randall was great talking about how you're going to kill him, but it went on for like 5 minutes. I thought, okay, have John say, let's go out and kick their ass. Let's go, Vikings. And then that was it. But he was on for 5 minutes.
The league should mandate that your video boards have to show another game until your game starts.
Especially if they've delayed your game because of the other game.
But, you know, all these people who
I can't remember that happening, by the way, in the NFL.
Delaying a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They delayed the start. I want to say 2009 conference championship game with the Saints and Vikings.
Oh, really?
I think the Jets and Broncos went long. Yeah, they back them up because of their priority that it's a made-for-TV event.
Yeah, okay. But there's just too much. Too much. I'm not saying that as an old guy. I'm saying it as a sane.
Well, football's not meant to be
sane
watched
human
in person.
Being. No, but it's... But it is astounding to me that they get 5,000?
Oh, yeah.
65, and they're in there just going nuts and dressed up. And there aren't 65,000. I bet there aren't 5,000 in there without a jersey anymore.
It is remarkable.
It is. They all.
Yep. But you know what? Wild is the same, it feels like.
Yeah.
There's, you know, more. I mean, you go back and look at old crowd shots of anything.
Yeah.
There are no jerseys.
No.
Might be a t-shirt.
Maybe a t-shirt. Not too many of them. No, nobody wore jerseys. And now, of course, you're breaking out different ones and stuff. But, it is a phenomenal operation. The amount of money. We're trying to figure out how much money you take out of there.
Oh, God.
So. Average ticket, probably, it's hard to figure with the seats, but at least 150, right, average?
That sounds...
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds
But then they all spent another $100. That's 250 a head, I got to think, that's being spent.
Yeah, what's a beer in there, $15 now?
Yeah, and other stuff. It's got to be 250 a head times 65,000.
Yep.
Whatever the hell that is.
And that does not include the jersey that they bought that the league gets a cut of, so they're actually getting that because that's got to be a cut that goes back to the league for like a Dalvin Cook jersey.
What should the bottom line of the public out there, the vet line and Purple Daily crowd, what should the bottom line on this season be?
Well, it depends on which one you talk to, because some are very positive. Mm-hmm. Most were not.
But is the Kirky crowd... You know, this whole Kirk's the greatest, so they don't respond when he screws up, right?
Well, no, they're very they're very defensive about the fact that anyone would bring up the 4th and 8 throw as if that lost them the game when clearly, but they're only trying to defend Kirk, so they don't really care about the Vikings that much.
Okay,
but the bottom line is, and you talked about it when I came in today, is Ed Donatell.
Yes, Declan, I said I'd like $10 for every time Donatell got mentioned yesterday on Ventline.
Buy some Vikings tickets with that.
Yeah, that's what I said. You could go on vacation.
How did we, you know, I got to say, I watched their first game against the Packers, which was one of their better games. But even then, the announcers, and they were showing you that they didn't cover anybody in the middle of the field. It's just the Packers. We're playing with idiots.
Yep.
And, you know, but did this ever work? No. This system?
No.
Not here. I mean, ever in the NFL that you
it's
don't
It's Fangio system. It must have. I think it worked with the right players, too. That's the other thing is they kept the same players, basically, and just put them in a system.
Well, what is that
didn't work for them.
What is the thing supposed to be? You pressure the quarterback? And don't let anybody make long plays.
Yeah, but you don't have to blitz. You pressure the you get pressure with your primary rushers on the quarterback without blitzing, and you basically take away any opportunity for big plays, which they didn't do. Big plays became a regular dilemma.
But then, if your players and quarterback you're facing, you're gonna give up 8 yard plays, passes.
They didn't account for the aging and lack of speed of the defensive players.
Yeah, but so they're talking. You give them the opening and let them close. Is that I never quite figured out what he was trying to do by having the middle of the field open.
Well, I think part of it was your linebackers were supposed to be quick enough to make up for to compensate for that, and they obviously couldn't.
Za'Darius Smith, once he got hurt, boy, he disappeared, didn't he, the last six games?
I believe they...
You got to give him credit. He was playing, but he looked like he was...
I think they'll save $12 million to the cap if they cut him.
And how about Hunter? Are they committed to him for a big number? I thought
I got to look at the contract.
Isn't it an option thing?
Here's my question with him. Is he going to be mad again? Because he actually had a good... statistical season and PFF grades were good.
He got better as
but
the year progressed.
Boy, did this system not fit him.
No. He was good yesterday, I thought, though. The second half, he made some plays.
He made some tackles open field that were nice.
The only guy they had that made
He's a hell of a player.
He is. But he should be back playing an end. He should be playing an end rushing the quarterback.
I thought it would work.
Why is O'Connell in love with the 3-4? Is
it because it gave his offense problems.
Okay.
Because the Rams liked it because it gave them problems. So he figured, let's employ a system that gives me problems.
Okay.
So, like, it's a reverse. Mm-hmm. He reverse engineered the idea that a defense he had problems preparing for. But the problem was he got a guy that knew a guy that ran the system.
So how is our fan base going to take it when they're 7-10 next year? They're going to be 7-10.
Not well.
Detroit's going to beat them twice. Detroit's going to beat them twice. Green Bay will beat them once. The Bears won't beat them. So they're going to go 3-3 in a conference. Mm-hmm. And then they got the tough schedule because they won the division, right? A little tougher schedule.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
And they got 9 road games next year instead of 7 this year. They only had 7 this year. They had that in a neutral site game.
And are they
now? They might end up with a neutral site game. Who knows? But
are they now going to also go out and replace guys? Because they're aging guys. They can't just keep bringing aging guys back.
No, but what I'm saying is, okay, so can they unload enough money to bring in real players? Can they unload enough money?
Probably not.
Cap-wise? I don't know.
Well, and can this...
One of these days, the NFL's got to get honest with its cap.
Dude. No, they don't. They never will.
Should be like $280 million.
This is the greatest collusion of all time.
Yeah, I know.
They bump it up just enough to make these... To make your guy, D. Smith, bite on it and believe it's...
Oh. It should be. I mean, if they're getting a legitimate...
You just said it's time for them to get ethical. What are you saying?
If they're getting a legitimate cut, the cap should be $280 million. Not $180 million or whatever it is, $190 million.
I know.
Don't, you idiots. Look, when you run out there and look in the stadium and you're jumping around for an hour, they're screwing you.
Oh, God.
Get some money.
They're also getting all new TV contracts. These things are kicking in now. These billion-dollar deals.
Mm-hmm.
They could make the cap whatever they want.
Yes, they could. They could. It's I don't know. Kirk, what now? Kirk, we can just keep renewing him. Or
no,
what?
No. Kirk is now
one more year.
One more year, and then 2 years of void year. So it's one more year.
But there is no. They would have to find somebody to develop. Yeah. Whether you draft them or
O'Connell will. O'Connell at some point soon, I think, will identify.
You got to identify
because that's the whole thing, right? Young coach who says, I can identify.
Did Spielman ever tell us why he drafted Kellen Mond in the third round when he couldn't pass. He was an athlete, but what was that?
And meanwhile, Brock Purdy went the last overall pick in the seventh round a year later. Right?
You put Brock Purdy on a mediocre team, he'd get killed. But he can. Those guys are so good, that collection of receivers they have.
You know what I like about the kid, though? And the first half, I talked to you on Saturday, was not impressive. The second half, he came back and played well.
But he's got the – he wants to get out of Dodge, man, in the first half. And he does this run-left circle thing. He's always retreating like 12 yards. Yeah. If they catch him, it's always going to be second and 23, you know?
It is a miracle, though, for your third-string quarterback, the last pick in the draft.
Well,
and you're still good enough to probably go Super Bowl.
Here's the frightening thing. God love him. When he throws the ball, you have more confidence in him than Trey Lance when you see the long Trey Lance delivery with the...
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
What if these guys would sniff around on Trey Lance depending on the price?
He hasn't played yet. You got to change his delivery.
Yes.
Okay, here's something else. Everybody raves about him. The guy from the Chargers. I don't like the sidearm.
Oh, Herbert.
He's getting more and more sidearm.
Yep.
That's got to be a hard pass to catch. When you're a receiver, you're not used to seeing it come from here. He looks like he's trying to get a right-handed hitter out. You know, boom, he's getting more and more down on the side. That ain't good. That's how you get pass. You can be 6'6 and get passes knocked down.
Is that the thing? Because, I mean, obviously, Mahomes is great at that. But is that the new thing now, though, to change your arm angle?
Yeah, but he hardly changed. He never throws over the top anymore.
That is weird. I love him. I mean, I think he's good. How about that meltdown, though?
Oh, I don't know. I watched the end of the Wolves game, turned on the, I was laying on the couch, turned on the
Chargers-Jaguars
early in the second half. I woke up, they were interviewing Trevor Lawrence, and I said, what the hell happened?
Why are they making that poor young man after four picks?
There's five turnovers, this humiliating defeat. Has any team ever played that bad and won a playoff game?
And how is Brandon Staley still employed as we record this?
I don't know. But you're right. I think everybody's right. He'll probably be the defensive coordinator here, right?
Yeah.
Where are they friendly from?
Rams.
Oh, okay. Staley
was the D.C.
as a kid, right?
Years ago.
As a young guy.
And he's a Fangio disciple. See, the problem was Ed told our guy, KOC, oh, yeah, the Fangio, I've been with him now for a while, and KOC got snookered.
So is Staley, who's McVay got defensive coordinating?
Raheem Morris, the former coach, coach of Tampa. He actually, the Vikings went at the same time out there before the Super Bowl last year and talked to O'Connell and Raheem Morris.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. They interviewed him, yeah.
But now McVay's coming back, so I'm guessing that staff stays together.
Yeah, probably. But Staley might end up back there, too. Who knows? But they haven't fired him yet. The Spanises are kind of cheap. But
I was going to say, is that what's stopping them?
Probably. They're kind of belligerent, probably because everybody's telling them that they have to fire him. That's like Al Davis when they used to tell him he had to fire somebody. He'd do the opposite, so. I don't know if the kid, who's probably in his 60s now, is as big a jackass as the old man was, but it would be difficult to reach that standard. So
I just don't know how you give up a 27-0 lead and
against the team.
Don't get the plug pulled.
Yeah. You know what, though? They scored right at the end of the half, and they said, modern NFL, you can't be giving them that freebie at the end of the half and making them feel good. Because, you know, all of a sudden, your team is retreating.
I think this has been, aside from officiating, I think this is probably the league's favorite year.
Oh, God, it's been fantastic. It's been, as I said yesterday, bad plays good, and it's still a close game.
Yes.
Miami and the Bills. How can that be? Miami might win. How could Baltimore with Randy Hundley or whatever the hell his name is playing quarterback, going to win the game.
Not the former catcher, but you're close.
They win the game. If they don't fumble on the one-inch line,
yep,
they win the game.
And, I know.
And Cincinnati been playing real good. Now I guess their offensive line's all beat to hell or something, Cincinnati. But
Yeah.
But I thought they were going to beat Buffalo, Cincinnati. They might now, but if they're all beat up, they won't beat Buffalo. But
and plus, what, Buffalo was up 17-0.
Yes, right off the bat, and up behind.
The Chargers up 27-0. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The Vikings are down 33-0 at half. I know the Colts suck, but still, you're not supposed to come back.
Yeah, it is. It seems like you never run out of time, although yesterday you did.
Well, you run out of time when you throw short on 4th and 8.
Yes, yes.
The league was not designed to do that.
Yeah, it was. It would be nice to get a real report on the calm, cool, positive Viking sideline yesterday when everybody's screwing up just often enough to, you know, the defense is terrible. The coach is not having a good day.
I think that Kirk
throwing
4th and 8 probably did not draw positive reviews.
No.
In private discussions.
No. Who's he got for big? I don't know any of the guys. Who's he got for big personalities on his coaching staff? The special teams guy seems to get a lot of pub.
Daniels, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he gets quoted.
Yeah,
he's
a former player.
He gets quoted quite a bit.
You know, Mike Pettine is his, like, bench coach.
He's not going to say
But he's not a big personality.
No.
I don't think there's a lot. I mean, Matt Daniels is probably as close as you get. I don't think there's any real big personalities. I don't think he wants them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes to have guys that are more positive.
Offer the message.
Yes. Yeah, he's pretty good at the message, as you saw yesterday.
I wonder how the Zigmeister took it. Did anybody see him?
I went to do Ventline back at a lunch table by the owner's suite area, and I saw Lester Bagley come out, but I never saw Ziggy. And I think they get those guys down a private way to the,
probably,
to the locker room now. Mm-hmm. So I was very disappointed.
I saw Lester afterwards, and I said on Twitter, I'm never coming to another Viking game in this place because there's too much foreplay. And Lester said, you're never coming back? And I said, not unless you cut her down by about 15 minutes, the screaming. I said, do skull and introduce the team and let's go. Let's not have the John Randall screaming at me for 10 minutes. Come on. But it works, I guess. Gets the crowd all pumped up. And here's the other thing. I said this earlier today. Remember how worried we were about noise when the Vikings, the big advantage in 99 was that the Falcons wouldn't be able to call plays, false starts. Well, this, the microphone and that's not a problem anymore, right? The Giants never looked confused by noise once yesterday, did
right.
They? I think it must be the modern communication.
That, and they've got these fairly sophisticated silent counts now. Because the only concern would be your linemen hearing the quarterback, so they've got signals working out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, yes. And do you recall in the 80s when we actually had a penalty if the crowd got too noisy?
Yes, that's right.
Think about that now.
And then they stopped them from playing music. Remember the Vikings that were playing, bringing in too much canned music? And the league told them
all part of
the
Royce plan.
Yeah, what was that?
Because now you can, I'm saying, when they couldn't play it, you love that. Because now, you're right, they do nothing but play, music, and the crowd's as loud as possible.
Yeah, but I mean, the other thing is the modern athlete, they're so trained coming up, in all sports, home field does not mean what it used to.
No.
And basketball still, because the refs have a tendency to have so much influence. But even in basketball, there's not, what it used to be. Hockey, the home ice means nothing in the playoffs.
I think because so, especially pros now, because they come up playing elite sports.
Yeah.
I think part of it is this. I think the pressure, I actually think that they are sometimes better off on the road.
Yeah, I do.
Because the crowd doesn't impact them at all. The negativity towards them, they don't care.
No, No, you're screaming. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, if you're the Giants, you're right. You're almost operating in, let's shut this crowd up.
Yeah, and the whole thing about, oh, this is such a great crowd because they're quiet when the Packers have the ball. Doesn't make any difference. You know, they run their place. You know, everybody runs their place.
Right.
I remember I thought Chris Chandler was just a magician because I think they had one false start or something in that game. I thought it was wonderful the way they were prepared to do that. Now they're the Giants, did they have a false start yesterday? I can't remember.
I think they had one illegal motion.
Yeah. Yeah,
which cost him a touchdown.
Well, two guys went in motion at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, which is not kosher.
No. Well, in the CFL, it's
CFL.
Very kosher.
There's some CFL rules. I don't like the fact you can put the guy in motion, you know, two receivers in motion.
You're running all over the place.
That game would be 100-80 down here all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff I like, you know. So I saw Bud getting off on the elevator yesterday, 12 minutes. He said to me, I got to talk to you. Come out. I got to get together. I got something I want to tell you. I know what it is. Kickoff. Drives him nuts. Drives him nuts that there's no kickoff returns anymore. He said, he's done things, tirades with me about.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the game. It's a big part of the game. And, you know, I knew two non-touchbacks yesterday probably in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what he wants to do. And I keep saying, Bud, you've had some good ideas, but you're never putting the genie back in the bottle on that because they've convinced themselves it saves injuries, right?
Well, it looks good.
Yeah. Looks like they're doing
it.
Looks like
they're really concerned about
mm-hmm.
concussions.
Yes. But I agree with him. It should be a factor in the game, and it's not.
The one that I hate is the onside kick.
Because mm-hmm.
that used to be a critical,
oh, yeah.
crucial.
Now it means nothing. Yeah.
Scrum.
Yeah, you can't.
Now it's just silliness.
Yeah. And I don't remember them dragging a lot of bodies off the field after onside kicks.
But, I mean, that's what I want, something that gives you a chance
yes.
to come back.
Now, Bud's good plan, the one that I still think might have a chance, is if you don't gain a yard, clock stops when you're kneeling. You can't kneel.
He wants to check out the victory formation. That was the other
thing he was going to talk to me about, the kneel.
The victory formation.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes.
So you've got to get a
kneel three times. Ooh. I know damn well that's what he's going to talk to me about, those two things, the kneel, because they got to kneel away the game. He was irritated, not because they lost, but something was going on. And now I remember, okay, they basically knelt away the last 2 minutes, right?
I actually sort of like that.
What? Oh, yeah, I do too.
So if you're out of timeouts, it actually gives you an opportunity to stop.
It would lead to a lot of measurements. You know, oh, sneak, okay, we got to measure and see if he made a yard or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the victory formation, although it's been around forever now and we take it for granted, is a really weird.
Yes.
Because there's no incentive then. You just end the game with a kneel.
Well, why not if you kneel? You only run 15 seconds off the clock or something.
Right.
Well, why let them go the full 40? You know, that's because didn't they yesterday? There's 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes to go. And all they had to do was kneel three times, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they got the ball back like 1:44 left or something.
Mm-hmm. So they just knelt three times. You shouldn't be able to kneel away a minute and 44 seconds, right? How about your Wild signing Boldy? They got him cheap, huh?
7 years, $7 million per.
That's
a heck of a deal.
Garrett,
my guy Bill Guerin, man.
He gets them all cheap, man. He got Kaprizov cheap. He got Eck cheap. He got a lot of them cheap.
I thought Boldy would get like a 3-year, what they call a bridge contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he signed for that long, but good for them.
Well, he can shoot the puck. Oof.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get him with a guy that could make plays, but that's not
happening.
Who's
he playing with?
Goudreau and Hartman. Goudreau's a hard-working player, but he ain't a classic center.
So what's happening with Marco?
It's in Iowa.
Is he doing anything? He's scoring any goals?
He's been okay. He's not been great.
Wow.
And they don't think he's tough enough.
Oh, really?
They don't think he plays with an edge at all.
You know?
Which is what they want.
I found out that you probably shouldn't jump to conclusion by watching a guy for 20 minutes in a college game. Because I thought that BC team that Boldy was on was the biggest bunch of wussies I'd ever seen play. When was it Mankato that beat the hell out of him?
Just I don't know.
Went out there and
Dex
ran
might
him.
Know. I'm not sure.
National semis. Who was it, Dex? BC, when Boldy was there. So one of our teams beat him. I think it was Mankato. Beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They just, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember.
They just hit him every time. Somebody hit him, and those guys were cowering over in the corner like the North Stars used to against the Bruins.
Until we got Willie Platt.
Then we got Willie Platt.
Take that.
Yes. Yeah, we have a fighting hockey controversy, but I can't get into it. But that was...
Oh, you can't bring it up, huh?
I don't think it'd be a good idea, no. No.
Get in trouble at home or...
I think so, yeah.
Elsewhere.
The part of the family, you know.
I don't think it's controversial. Oh, I think it's taking care of what needed to be taken care of.
I do, too. Let me just say this. If somebody grabs your ponytail,
yep.
You should be able to fight, right?
Yep.
Do
you know why? Because it breaks the code. The code of women's hockey is don't be grabbing no ponytails.
Ponytail, no.
The code.
That's right, the code.
I'm glad that certain people took care of business that needed to be addressed.
Yes, that's true.
That's all I'll say about that.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say. God, I wish I'd been there. It was, what else we got going on here? Twins, Correa, we didn't talk about it. I like it. I think it's good. Correa.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, he looks like he's a... Tell you one thing, he don't get fat in the offseason. God almighty, is he.
No, I think there's genuine long-term concerns, but I think that contract's a good contract.
Yeah, it is, 6 years. I don't think anybody said, the thing was, what's he going to be like when he's 38? Well, who cares?
Yeah.
34. But, boy, Boris was a defeated man.
Oh, God.
That was not
That's what hit me.
Yeah.
It wasn't Correa, because Carlos actually did a good job.
Kept telling, he was fine.
Scott, you did great. Scott's like, no.
No. I promised you 300. The most desperate attempt ever when Scott figured out this could be a $300 million contract by throwing in last year and then getting him out there 5 more years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Could be $300 million by the time with last year, yeah.
But we got a no out, but a no trade too, right?
Full no trade.
Yeah, full no trade.
But
no
investing options and the team can just keep going.
But the
year
good
by
news
year.
Is that and the reason he got a no trade is if they want to trade him, somebody's got to give him more money, right?
Yeah,
that's how that works. So.
Yep.
But, I'd rather have him than Carlos Rodon. So, I mean, Carlos is okay, but Carlos has had TJ. He's not a hard
thrower.
Well,
here's the thing, too. I was thinking about this as a shortstop, okay? With the shift gone.
Yeah.
I actually think Correa is more valuable now because he really has to play. That's the one thing is shortstops weren't necessarily playing shortstop.
I was saying the same thing. That is this going to mean that the shortstop is going to have to be able to backhand the ball in the hole and make the throw again? Because before,
yes,
if it was a right-handed guy likely to hit the ball there, they had a guy behind second base and they had a shortstop playing in the hole. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be great if a shortstop has to play shortstop again.
I mean,
Greg Gagne, what would we thought of Greg Gagne if they were shifting then? Because, those unbelievable plays he'd make to his right.
Well, you know what happened too, Pat? The shift era of Gold Gloves to me weren't the same.
No.
Because guys seemingly had, good defensive metrics, blah, blah, blah. But you think about it, if you're literally where the ball is going to go, that doesn't tax you.
You think? I wonder if there's still some negotiating to do here on the you can't be on the grass. Because shortstops.
I think that's what it is.
No, I know it is now, but what I'm saying. Declan, is you go back and there's always been second basemen who played in the grass.
Oh, yes, right? Yes, okay, yeah.
You know, in a normal deep back in the day. And shortstop, Correa has said, I like playing one step onto the grass.
You know? Which is normal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But aren't they going to let them do that? I think they should.
I think they should. They just can't, you just can't have more than, the two people, right?
Yeah, that's.
But can you be positioned on the grass now?
I think you can.
They said you got to have.
Oh, God.
You got to have your feet on the dirt when the play starts. Now, is that going to mean as soon as the pitch is released,
you're running?
Some guy's going to be running out into right field?
Maybe.
You know?
I'm looking that up right now because that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Second basemen have been playing out in the grass since Tuffle used to play right field at the Dome because of the turf.
Yeah, I mean, it's not sensible for a second. What you're doing is taking away good second base play, right?
If you
don't let them play fairly deep.
Yes.
You know, that'll be something that'll be discussed, I would think. But they're trying to add, you know, they probably don't give a damn because these guys apparently can't get anybody to give them anything for Kepler.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Is that why Arise probably gets traded?
Yeah, I think they're mad at him because he won't take their money. You know, they're in arbitration.
Yeah.
And they probably won't go, but last year they tried to give him like they did Kepler and Polanco, that young man's, you know, probably 4 years, $40 million or something like that, and he didn't take it.
I'll miss him if he's gone.
Oh, so will the fans. And you know who else will? Correa.
Yep.
Because Louis hitting first, Correa hitting second. Correa is that kind of scientific, smart hitter who likes to see 8 pitches before he comes up to the plate, right?
Yep.
They're going to miss it. I mean, somebody said to me, they had fewer home runs at first base than any team in baseball. Well, so what? You know, everybody, you get your power from all over now. It's not fat guy left field, fat guy right field, third, first.
Big thumper
first.
They got
to hit the home runs. That's not how the game works anymore. It's how many you hit. It doesn't matter what position you're in.
So if Arise is gone, is Kirilloff the first choice at first base? And then
This idea that they're optimistic about him, which is...
Have we seen him?
I don't think so.
Or is this a show up at Twins Fest year?
I don't even think he's coming in. They're only bringing in like 8 players. You know, they're not bringing in many players. The Twins Fest is...
What happened?
I don't know. But the thing on Friday, I think it's on Friday, this special event.
Yes, it's Friday.
One of their guys is Darren Mastriani.
You know, there's a hilarious
Mastriani and I used to drink at Bunny's for a while.
Yeah.
Before I became a part-time
guy.
He's
an okay guy, but I think he lives in town.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
So that's,
I think he lives in St. Louis Park.
So they're like, they're not like bringing him in from the Dominican and stuff. They're not bringing him in from all over.
Let me see if I can find it, because there's a hilarious amount of like random
Twins,
not big-time contributors on this.
Because they are definitely saving money on it. One thing, I guess we mentioned it before again, but the Correa press conference, boy, they're giving us Joe Pollad, aren't they? They're trying to get us.
You've been on that every step of the way.
Yeah, they're trying to get us, you know, Joe, what do you think?
Yep.
You know, as Declan says, good enough guy, but he looks like here's Thad Levine in the back of the room.
And Dave St. Peter.
Dave St. Peter in the back of the room, and there's baseball man Joe up there giving us his thoughts on the negotiation.
So here's some of the funny alumni names that are on this list.
Okay.
Cole DeVries.
Yes. See, I wonder if he still got the little funky suits.
Might.
He was wearing those.
In prayer, right?
He was wearing the PJ Fleck suits before PJ Fleck with the, you know, this high up above the socks and the little tight things. he had like 1 year where he pitched, probably made about 18 starts and was not terrible, but he's a caring man.
Michael.
He's a quote machine.
Michael Restovich will be there.
Oh, we're a great guy. Fantastic guy, but what did he have? 50 at bats?
Yeah, before they got traded, right?
Brian Raby.
Oh, Robbie.
Robbie.
Robbie, the coach at Bethel. Next coach of the Gophers.
Plouffe will be there. Trevor Plouffe will be there. But he's a media darling. He's with John Boy.
Hard to get these days.
Is he going to do his podcast from here? Probably.
Yeah. He could.
He'll probably take advantage of the opportunity.
Yes.
Darren Mastriani. Corey Koski will be there. That's a good one.
That's fine.
Well, he lives in Medina, someplace.
Our guy Perk will be there.
Perk will be there. Perk's a hard get.
Al Newman. I think, is he coaching the Rocks still, Pat?
No, he's. I don't know what he's doing. but he's not coaching.
He's not coaching in
the Northwoods League anymore.
I thought he had a falling out with the Twins, but it might have been Guardy.
They're still using him here. Yeah, he had a they dumped him as a third base coach. He'd be a legend.
Not like they've improved a lot.
No. Newby was an ace compared to what we got now. And is that it?
There's some other good names. Troy, Torrey, Kadire.
Oh, Torrey's going to show
up. Guys who were tied in.
Yeah.
Torrey's tied in, but he never.
Is Torrey getting money from him still?
I think so.
Okay.
But LaTroy works. He goes out and sees players. And
broadcasts.
And Torrey is, I don't know what he's doing. He goes to spring training for a week.
Torrey must have decided the analysis was not for him.
No, and he's got businesses, including world-class barbecue joint down there he owns and somewhere down there.
Smart dude.
Yeah, he is. He figured it out, man. Kid from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Yep. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's done well for himself.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about that Alabama basketball team? We got a murder.
Yeah, what the? I saw it last night.
We're getting way too much murder in college basketball.
We had somebody shoot somebody else in self-defense a few weeks ago
New Mexico State.
You're on top of it. Let's go to the college basketball murder desk.
Guess how he got lured into this situation?
A woman?
A co-ed called him up and said, I wanted to meet you because there had been a fight at the New Mexico State football game, I believe.
Look at you.
When
you're
Jerry Kill beat him.
Yep.
And there'd been a fight, and they were this guy, Mike somebody, big tall guy, they were vowing revenge on him.
Yep.
So he sneaked out of the hotel.
Of course.
To meet this woman at 2 a.m. But he brought his gun with him. He was careful. He brought his gun with him. And some guy shot him, and he shot him back and killed him.
I think if you're going to have to bring your gun to a
date,
you might want to skip the date.
Yes, that's true. And then this, they guys, it was a drive-by of the thing in Alabama. Apparently, a couple guys driving around, and somebody got in front of them or something, and they shot into
the
car.
Is that what it is?
Killed a woman. Yeah.
Capital murder, right?
Yeah, capital murder.
That ain't good.
In Alabama, you know what they do to you?
Darius Miles.
Yeah, Darius Miles. That name rings familiar, but he wasn't even playing that much for him. But, we had the TCU murder 5 years ago, years ago. That was a plot to kill some teammate, right? Because there was...
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Generally speaking, let's get murder out of college basketball. That's my campaign.
That's incredible.
How about Kevin Warren? He's bailing out. He wants out of college sports.
I think he's going to be. I think he thinks he's Goodell's replacement. But as you pointed out, they're not that far apart in age.
No.
So it's not like Kevin's 45.
But boy, yeah. Roger was here yesterday without much fanfare. He gave the kid 2 tickets. For the Super Bowl, but that was it.
I had no idea he was here.
I'd read that he was going to be here, but this kid.
Where was he with
this
the Wills?
Kid? Must be sick, and they gave him 2 seats.
Yeah, he had the kid had cancer and went to see the team in like training camp, and then they brought him back.
Two tickets for spring training. I mean, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, want spring training tickets. Pat,
if I was the kid and the dad, I'd get the. 20,000, right? Go get it out of the kid.
You could go sell them.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Put them on the market, yeah.
Put them on
the
market.
Hey, Raj, we're going to sell these.
Yeah, right.
You got a problem with that? No, I saw a TikTok of Goodell walking across the field before the game, and some fan yells, "Hey, Roger!" And he looks, and he says, "F you!" And Roger gives him it's incredible. Social media is just great.
Say that to Roger.
Because people want to get a rise from him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. He is, I tell you, my favorite Roger moment, the Phoenix Super Bowl. Monday morning, leaving, Roger got bags. They got the, not the real big limo, just a regular memo. But there's bags being put in the trunk. and Roger's wife is ragging his ass. It was great. She's bitching at him about something.
She was said, CBS or something.
I don't know, but she was on him about some damn thing about not getting in the bags in the right place or something.
Good for
her. That's good, yes.
Good for her. It gives all of us guys.
Not everybody has to take Roger's stuff.
No.
That's my, I had fun covering that Super Bowl because A, Patriots got beat by the Giants, and B, my wife, Craig, and I went to the Super Bowl party, and Craig drank his usual supply of beer, and Katie got a few cocktails in him, and they had downtown Phoenix, like, one way is going the wrong way, and I ended up the wrong way on because they changed the roads because of the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And the guy pulls me over, and it's 2 a.m, and he knows he's got a drunk, right?
Right.
And it's me, and I pulled down the window, rolled down the window, and he said, "Have you been drinking?" I said, "Not since April 27th, 1981. He said, "What?" I said, "I've been sober for 30 years. And you're 25. Yeah. Then he said, "Oh," he says, "I smell alcohol." I said, "So do I, but there's nothing I can do."
So do I.
But blame them. Yep. Blame them.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So do I.
He was probably so disappointed.
"Okay, watch yourself on the way. You're going to turn it around here and go." But he was mad.
He
had an out of towner. He was going to have it because Phoenix.
So do I.
Arizona, they're tough on, on booze down there. So anyway,
and a rental car there costs.
Oh yeah,
the rental. I've never seen a longer receipt than the Arizona rental car receipt.
It is. It's we build.
It's like a ticker tape parade.
We build all their stadiums and stuff. The rental car. Yeah, it's incredible.
And this was back before
$19 a day, but you pay $63. You know, by the time the taxes get done, so
they got you.
That's where the Super Bowl is this year, huh?
Arizona.
And guess who won't be there?
You.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, and the Vikings.
They will not be there.
You and the Vikings won't be there.
Yes, will not be there.
Who's going for the Star Tribune?
I don't know the way things are going. Maybe I suppose Craig, because he goes down in votes. You know, he's on the Hall of Fame committee.
That's right. That's right. Wolves. Wolves before we go. Your Wolves are hot.
Hey, Anthony, you got to like Anthony, man. We were talking about it. He plays.
Yep.
He plays. It's nice to see somebody in that league that plays. Go to the game today, ladies and gentlemen. You won't know who's playing for the opposition. You have no idea. But if you get a break, D'Lo will still be sick, and you won't have to watch that. So this is – what is Jordan McLaughlin? Are they going to, like, cut his leg off, or what are they going to do?
Doogie keeps telling us he's never – I mean
– I think they should just amputate that calf of his, right?
Well, I just love how when they're struggling, we always talk about McLaughlin's return like it's going to be this magic elixir.
Yes. Well, he's not exactly the answer, but you'd like to have him for 12 minutes. But come on. What is with strained calves? They can't take that long.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. All right.
I don't know.
Cat will be back any month now. Don't worry about that. Right. Iron Man. What a warrior. All right. See you later.